Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth, and I hack travel. Welcome to part two of our canoe-based hack from Hackney to Ware. And at the end of part one, we had something of a sinking feeling. Surely not. Surely this couldn't happen to us. Let's crack straight on and hear how Chris and I saved the day.
Okay, be careful coming in here. You're going in a bit hard. You're going in really hard, Rich. I don't know if we can get out here. It's a bit high and a bit weedy. Rich, we have taken on... Rich, Rich, your bag is soaked. We are...
Chris, what's going on?
I don't know. I'm desperately trying to stop my phone falling into the thing. Rich?
Yeah?
Can you fit your bag in front of you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm pausing my audio record right now.
Okay. Chris, I don't want to die. For what it's worth... I also have a wet backside. The water level is at the top of my arse crack, and it's going down the back of my arse, into my anus. At the front, I've got a pool of water that's swilling around, and is soon to start going up the, well, up my shorts, basically. And we've not gone... Chris, do we need to get out? Because I'm seriously worried here.
Rich, do you think you can get out there?
Right, that's...
Genuine question.
Chris, I've got a really wet arse.
Rich, I don't really care too much about how wet your bum is. I care more about us sinking.
Okay, yeah, let's try and get out. Shall I? I'm going to take the Apple Watch. Okay, and I'm going to stop recording.
I'm not going to stop recording. Rich, can you get out through all those stingy nettles?
I don't know.
We could go back to where we started. I don't think we'll make it that far back.
I don't think we'll make it.
Okay. Do you want to try and get out first?
Right. Yeah.
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. I don't know how... I think I know what's happened.
What?
I think there's a valve we haven't filled in.
Okay.
I think I know what we've done.
Right. How do I do this?
Okay. So, trust your feet, get up onto your feet, and then turn...
What about the pole?
Okay, put the paddle up.
Where?
On the bank. Ugh. There you go. Have you put the bag in the way of where you want to be getting?
Yes.
Okay. I'm now in 3 or 4 inches of water, Rich.
Whoa.
There you go. Well done. Good, keep going. I know exactly... Oh, my God, it's up my back. Now, this, Rich, you really need to move as fast as you can, because I'm going to go down.
I've got ants on me.
I don't care about the ants. You need to move
I'm
fast.
Moving.
Take that.
I've got it.
Hang on.
Chris, I can't believe how much water you're sat in.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened.
Ants are eating me! Hold on, don't get out, I'll take a picture. Oh, I've been stung everywhere. Ants are eating me. These are eating ants. What's going on? Chris!
Rich?
Yes.
So, I think we found the problem.
The problem is the hole in the boat that you didn't fill in.
It's got like a little draining hole thing.
Yeah.
And I hadn't filled it in.
So are you telling me that that boat is now safe? Because, I mean, the hack's over.
No, the hack is not over. My gut tells me we get back in, we don't fill up with water anymore. The only problem is we now have to get all the way to where with very wet arses.
I am absolutely soaked.
Yeah.
Absolutely soaked. You're soaked. You're telling me that the canoe is now structurally intact.
Yeah.
I remember once going on holiday and suffering an aborted takeoff. We were halfway down the runway at Verona Airport, and the pilot pulled out of the takeoff. It was one of the most frightening experiences ever. We then sat in the terminal for 3 hours while they fixed the aircraft and then said, it's safe. And I can remember there were people crying getting on that plane because you've got to trust that this feels exactly the same.
Yeah. What's your point? People got on back on it, didn't they?
They did. They landed
because they had a destination to get to. Did they have wet arses?
No.
So are we going to do this?
Okay.
Right. I'm going to lower it back in.
Yep.
And let's just basically do all this again. But instead of having the nice landing point we had earlier, we're going to do it in the middle of a nest of ants.
Yeah, which have been biting me.
And stinging nettles. Oh, God. Oh, no, now the boat's full of stinging nettles. And ants.
No! That is not a descent into the boat that is filling me with any confidence after what has happened already today.
I'm in, aren't I? It just all went a bit floppy. You ready? Where's my seat gone?
You're lying on it.
I think the boat's got so wet my seat won't sit up. Oh, shit. I feel like a crab on its back. Rich, you just gave me one of the most amazing looks I've ever seen. Okay. I've got no back. What do I do about not having a back?
That's it.
There we go. I've got a back. My back is back. Oh, Chris. Oh, no, I don't.
What's happened? What the hell are you doing?
I don't know, Rich. I feel like, I feel like it's all gone really rough.
There's even a dog coming to look at you. It's like the dog's saying, what's he doing?
What is he doing? I actually am just really, really, really stuck. Rich, I'm really stuck.
What am I meant to do?
I don't know.
What are you trying to do?
I don't know. I'm trying to work out why my seat is gone.
Because you're sat on the back of it. You need to move your bum forward.
I've done it.
You fill me with absolutely no confidence whatsoever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But that's not unusual.
No, it's not.
I mean, you still come all this way with me.
Yeah.
You're still getting back in this boat. And it's not taking in water anymore.
Shall I give you my bag?
You can. I'll take it.
Okay.
Thanks, mate.
Right. Now what?
Now you've got to basically do what you did last time. Feet in first.
Yeah, but I sat.
Mate, I just did that. Just sit in the nettles. Mate, the longer you spend doing that, the more ants. I'm covered in ants.
Yeah, that's what
I had. Covered in ants.
That's what I had when we were sinking.
Get in it. It's ridiculous. it's not you getting bitten.
I was bitten.
There's ants all over me.
I'm in.
Okay, grab your paddle. Right. Okay. Fucking hell. Unbelievable.
Hold on.
Hold on what?
Where is? I'm trying to work out where my...
okay.
Where's my docking pod for me?
Right, okay. Restarting the journey. We're 300 metres in.
One sec. Where's my bag?
What bag?
My bag.
It's right behind me. I mean, behind you. There's a canal boat heading towards the bridge.
Shit. It's 18 minutes since we first got in the river.
Yeah. What's your point?
It's already slower than the train to Tottenham Hale. Should we start the clock again?
Well, let's just try and not sink. Can we take the pressure of time off of us?
Well, not really, because that's the whole point of the hack, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but just in terms of, you know, like, let's say a team goes 2-0 down early on in a game,
yeah,
but there's still 80 minutes of the game left.
And the manager says, go out there and try and win the second half.
Well, no, the focus initially is just to stop the chaos. It's like, you know, shore things up. Like, you don't try and score two goals to equalise straight away, do you?
No.
You attempt to at least just keep yourself competitive, keep yourself strong, and not get hit by a canal boat. I think that's one of the important rules that Sam Allardyce always taught.
Yeah. Why are we zigzagging across the
river?
Because
neither are in sync. Right, left.
Right, left.
Oh gosh, well, one of us is going too hard Would you say you've got a particularly strong left or right side, Rich?
Aggressively right-handed, I've said it.
You're
so
aggressively
many
right-hand dominant.
Yeah.
How could that be the case?
Gifted.
Pardon?
It's okay. Soaked and we're not sinking.
I'm just easing us gently over to the side here. I don't know how far behind us the canal boat is. But
should we turn and have a look?
Oh, it's about 100 metres back, it's fine.
Oh, he's going faster than us, isn't he?
Of course he's going faster than us. Well, he's a canal boat.
I didn't feel like he was.
But isn't taking on... Actually, we are not taking on water. I think, is that fair to say now?
I'm not anywhere near as wet as I was.
What are your thoughts about us doing the locks?
What locks?
Well, there's probably between here and where about 10...
So that means we'd have to get out and get back in 10 times?
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Maybe it's less than that. Maybe it's 6.
As long as there's not ants at the locks.
Ants?
Yeah, because that was the worst bit about that. Yeah. All those ants that were eating things, or spiders, whatever they were.
Here's that, those two people who didn't help us when we were taking on water.
Yeah.
Should we ram them?
I'm quite happy to do that.
Just accidentally get rid of... Rich, I'm covered in ants still. Oh, I'm still picking out... Where did they come from? This is absolutely awful.
Chris, where's the canal? Where's the barge?
I'll have a little look.
We need inflatable rearview mirrors.
He's actually not got that much closer to us.
We're not sinking now.
It is, yeah. Thank you. So, possibly not caught on microphone then. The lady said she would have rescued us. Now, I don't know what your thoughts is on the truth of that statement, Rich.
It's a complete and utter lie. Because
given the fact that we said that to them and they paddled off as quickly as they could.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, this isn't the hack that we were expecting. It might be the hack that you were expecting, but this is why we need you to support us on Patreon. Come for the good times, come for the extras, and come to support us financially. Patreon.com/travelhacker.
I feel like we're getting a good lick up now.
We are actually, I will say, Rich, we are moving now.
How about I dictate the pace and you follow my pace?
Okay, the problem is when you just sped things up there, you just gave me an absolute paddle full of water just when I was starting to dry off. So I just want you to know, if you keep fucking doing that, I will come for you.
What's the name of this boat?
Banana.
No, but all the other boats have got really cool names.
This one's called the Banana.
It's not called Banana.
That one's called Stop Violence Against Women.
Exactly, that's what I'm just saying.
Which I guess is powerful and thought-provoking.
There's one
not whimsical.
Isn't this pleasant?
Yeah, which is more in the whimsical line.
Yeah, and it's certainly not what this is.
And this one's called the banana, because it's yellow and shaped like a banana.
I think we've got a better name in us than that.
Okay, well, that's what Mabel called it. So if you want to tell my seven-year-old daughter she's wrong...
Chris, there is a swan and baby swans.
Cygnets?
Yeah, we need to go. If I know one thing about swans...
Yeah, but there's the canal boat behind us, mate.
Fucking hell, turn around. No,
just keep going, just keep going.
Yeah, but like...
Just keep... It's okay, we'll keep going.
They won't go for 12 cygnets. 12 cygnets and an adult swan.
It's fine. Stop only going in that... Keep just now...
I want to get away from...
We're wide enough now to just go in a straight line.
No, we're not.
We are.
You are only using your left oar because you want to take us closer.
Actually, that's not true.
You're such an idiot.
Not true. I got bitten by an ostrich once. No, I didn't, an emu. So I know what it's like to be launched on by a big bird.
Hello, Mrs. Swan.
What?
We do not want to come for your cygnets. They could break your arm. They're not moving.
They couldn't give a shit, mate.
Where should I be holding the oar?
That's a good question. That's the first good question you've asked. You know, have you noticed on the paddles that you're holding?
Yeah.
There are sort of black, sort of matte areas that are easy to hold.
Okay.
There. There's a swan in its nest over there, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to send us in circles again.
Okay.
Stickman might be in there somewhere.
Stickman. I'm Stickman, and I'm away from the family tree. Right, yeah. Let's try and build up a rhythm again. Left. Right. Left. Right. Left. Right. Left. Right. Left. Right. Left, right, left. This will be good to listen to. Yeah, we're both... Are you right-footed as well?
I'm both-footed because I'm a very good footballer.
Because we are tacking right. We are tacking across to the left, which would imply that our right arms are stronger.
Oh, got a bit of a sore side. I might leave you to lead for a little while.
Okay.
Very pleasant, isn't it?
It is.
Like, away from the fact that we nearly drowned 10 minutes ago, 20
now
minutes
that
ago.
We're not taking in water.
I've still got ants on me, Rich. I hate throwing them in the canal, but I kind of feel that the best way to stop them eating me.
Well, yeah.
I don't know many podcasts that go to this much effort, you know.
No, me neither.
Ah, there we go. We just managed to avoid a collision. Skillfully done.
No matter what mode of transport. Look, it's a melon.
Weirdly enough, that's an accurate statement.
What is my technique like with my oars?
Solid.
Okay.
Solid, like, not embarrassing.
Got really wet socks, by the way.
You've got wet socks?
Yeah.
You complain to me about your wet socks?
Yeah.
Just think, we have now made it more than a kilometre.
46 calories, according to my Apple Watch.
It's got to be a lot more than that, just through fear.
Okay.
How many kilometres is it to where from here?
I didn't look.
Because we've made one so far. I'm going to guess it's about 30. I think that sounds about right?
About right.
Okay, so we are 3% of the way there. In what, roughly half an hour?
We've been going 10 minutes since we got in the river for the second time.
Okay, so if we said that was the bulk of it, so we've done a kilometre every 10 minutes, so 6k an hour. Oh my God. So it's going to take us 5 hours. Richie.
This is not a hack.
Richie.
This is probably the earliest ever in an episode that we can ascertain this is not a hack.
This is, if anything, a survival mission.
It's nearly been a disaster. Do you remember the previous episode where we cycled across London?
And actually nailed it.
And I had to report into my wife about three times because she was worried I was going to die. The irony is, this episode...
far more dangerous.
Actually nearly did die.
Yep. Do you want your tea?
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, I needed that. Don't know where I'm going to balance it.
It doesn't matter if it spills, we're already wet.
Yeah, it's true. This is from a local brewery. I can't tell you how stressful that was. I know we're still going, and I know we're 1.3 kilometres in, but the first 300 metres of this journey was about
sinking.
As bad as the 300 metres of any journey I've ever done in my entire life. I genuinely couldn't understand why we were taking in so much water.
Well, I'll tell you what I thought was going on. I thought you were just having a go at me, saying that I was spooning water into you all the time.
I mean, that was happening, to be fair.
But I thought you were just hamming it up. And then when I looked down and started seeing water swirling around at the front of the boat with me, in front of my crotch, I'm thinking, OK, this can't go on at this rate. What's going on? And then I started feeling really, really wet. And then it was evident that we needed to get out of the boat, otherwise we were going to sink. We need to talk about something, and that is that this is an abject failure. What do we do? Because this is now no longer a hack.
No. Is it even an episode?
Oh, yeah. If they're still listening, this is still an episode. But it's now no longer a hack. So, where are we going?
Okay. I've got an idea. We are, I would guess, two-thirds of the way to Lee Bridge Road.
Okay, that means nothing to me.
On the corner of Lee Bridge Road and the River Lee navigation we're on. Sorry, just another ant. Oh, God, get off of me. Fucking hell. There is a pub called the Princess of Wales.
Great.
That backs onto this.
Yeah.
I reckon they would let us pull this up, and then maybe we could have a production meeting and work out what we do next.
Mm-hmm. So, listener, if you want to stop listening at this point,
yeah,
you can, because this is no longer a hack. It's been a disaster, and we're going to the pub.
Are you telling the audience to just stop listening now?
No, because they can look down at their episode right now and they will know how much longer is left of the episode.
Right.
But if they want to leave at this point,
yeah,
I am giving them permission.
If they're only interested in listening to the show for us achieving.
If they're only interested in listening to hear travel hacks,
yeah,
leave now, because there is no hack. But if you want to keep listening to see what goes down, by all means do. But the hack is over.
Well, if people have come this far, Rich, if anyone has survived for episode 3,
yeah,
I don't think they're here for the hacks.
Right, let's see how effective we can be, just as a piece of exercise on the way back.
Okay. It's weird, because the two hacks we've tried to do involving where, one getting there, one leaving there,
yeah,
have both gone nowhere.
That's true. We've also literally, we've gone nowhere, to every literal sense of it, and we've also wasted time, because by the very fact we've gone nowhere, that it will have taken us about 3 hours to have gone nowhere, we have wasted time. Time has passed and we've done nothing with it.
Rich, I know now is not a good time to sort of call you out in, you know, a pretty fragile moment for both of us, but given the sort of average speeds that we've been clocking anyway,
which I've been disappointed with,
even if we've not taken on water,
even
if we hadn't taken on water,
yeah,
this would have been a 6 hour journey.
Yeah.
We're basically going at, I think, slower than walking pace.
Now, regarding versus the train, Greater Anglia would have had to have had some serious overhead line problems for us to have done this quicker.
They had to have a canoe on the tracks.
Even a replacement bus service would have done this quicker. I can't believe how much seaweed I'm getting up every single time. Chris, we're a dredger rather than a canoe.
Feels like you're a what?
A dredger.
Yeah, that, yeah, it's a bit algae-y.
Algish. I feel like I'm really getting the technique going now, though, Chris.
Yeah, you're doing really well, mate. I'm really impressed. Oh, you absolute prick.
Sorry.
What did you just do? You did that on purpose. I am soaking.
No, I did nothing on purpose.
Rich. Not only is there still ants on me, I can't believe you just did that.
I've done anything
you
on purpose.
That was the meanest thing you've ever done, and I'm going to push you in the canal.
Don't do that.
I'm going to push you in the canal.
I have at least.
Here we go.
Don't do that. I've got at least £400 worth of apple and robots on me.
Fun.
I'll sue you.
You sue me for what? Sue me for what? Come on.
No, Chris, don't do it.
What?
Don't do what?
Don't shoot me in the canal.
In you go. I love you. I'll support something.
Pardon? Okay. Oh, I love that I've got that on tape.
I've been in the presence of so many people that have said horrible things about you, and
what?
I've defended you.
Yes. Okay.
And now, if that has made the edit, people will hear what you're like.
Okay. For a start, I reacted to your mean behaviour. That's number one. Two. Tell me about these people who have said mean things about me. Come on.
They're not really that mean, to be honest.
Right.
People that know you, that I know,
yes,
they say of you...
I mean, I know all these people. I know our Venn diagram. And you're saying what the majority of the people in the Venn diagram, who both know me and know you,
yeah,
say these things.
Well, no, what they say of you is that you're a lovely guy.
Oh, bullshit, they don't say that.
But they think you're a little bit unhinged. They think that you've got something a little bit about you that is mischievous. Wanting to create havoc.
Just two episodes ago, we set out on a journey, yeah, on London's busy roads, one of the biggest cities in the world.
Yeah.
And I guided you all the way across London, carefully, thoughtfully, like a friend would,
yeah.
And just because you got yourself a little bit wet, yeah, you're now telling me that everyone who we've ever met thinks I'm unhinged.
Every now and then I feel we get a really good rhythm going.
Yep. But you know, even a broken clock's right twice a day.
I promise you, if this season wasn't almost over, I would have walked by now. It's a farce. There is so much to contact us about. It's time for a moratorium. You know how to get in touch. You can tweet us at Richie Firth, at Producer Chris. You can email us, travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. I cannot wait to get into your comments. At least I'm dry now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, where are you, the police?
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.